All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say to everybody in the chat, C-Suff with the mic drop. Nude Monk is on. Why Not Me is on. Real Wise is on. The Picket Fence is on. Nude Monk is on. Dave Souders is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Jules 21 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Jim Kohler is on. D9597 is on. Hans Donovan is on. Judy Anita is on. Horror Hotel is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Dead Plan is on. Mike Griffith is on. King Slutsy McGroin. The McGroin Nation is on. Axel 1978 is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Why Not Me is on. Granite 2468 is on. Patriot of the North 156 is on. R Major 79 is on. Wendell Lovett is on. Naz is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Let's see here. Devlin Hart is on. Aphrodites is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Ugly Stick is on. Bird Nerd's on. Real Flash River is on. Hotshot Insights is on. My Broken Heart is on. Lori McCauley is on. R Major 79 is on. Those Jesus People is on. Waterline 46 is on. Daynow 59 is on. SC What Cliff 1965 is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Nitsua 99 is on. Axel 1978 is on. Man 26 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Love you guys. Really do appreciate each and every one of you. And you know, just that last little, so I just have one little thing on the pregame. That last video that we showed where you had Trump at the, it's like a Bloomberg finance convention by another institution, also can't remember the name, but that's the way you need to treat these people, exactly like that. You've been wrong your whole life. Like, no, show proper respect. That is proper respect. That's exactly what that guy needs to hear. If you would have watched more of that interview, so to speak, it's just basically him attacking Trump and Trump proving him wrong over and over and over again. It's great. It's great. It's great viewing. Watch it whenever you get a chance. All you do is pull up Bloomberg convention on Twitter, Bloomberg Trump on Twitter. It'll pop right up. You can watch the whole thing. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched excerpts from it. And it's just that guy attacking Donald Trump. And basically the audience was on his side, Donald Trump's side, the whole time. So the guy looked like an idiot. And that's exactly how you need to treat these people. They don't need any more respect. They don't need any more pomp and circumstance. They're globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist, Nazi, communist. That's who these people are. The same spirit as Adolf Hitler. That's who that guy is. That's how they all are on the left. Like, Tom, it's awfully harsh to call everybody on the left Adolf Hitler. Well, what was Adolf Hitler? He's a leftist that espoused the exact same views as the globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitists do today, that are no longer the Democratic Party. The old Democratic Party of liberals, your traditional liberal, free to be a bird or bee, I want to smoke dope on my own. Those liberals are long gone. They're now, those people, the old school liberals, they wanted you to have free speech up to the place of, I mean, of anything and everything, which, by the way, that's exactly all I am. You should be able to say whatever it is you want to say. If you cross into defamation, you can answer for it. But you should be able to say whatever you want. And defamation has nothing to do with the government, unless you happen to defame some sort of government official. But it has nothing to do with the government at all. That's a civil matter between private citizens, a private civil matter. So, I mean, that's the old school liberals. They're gone now. Now, the leftist bourgeois elitist, the modern Democratic Party, I mean, they're absolute totalitarians. They are Nazis. They want to ban speech, ban firearms, force you to take experimental drugs, experimental vaccinations, experimental medical treatments. You know what? That is Nazism. So, that guy was treated exactly how he needed to be treated. Speaking of Nazism, this worked out really well. I didn't plan it. Let's go right to the first one. Southern FFA family tweet. Kathleen Hicks, Deputy Secretary of Defense. This is the girl that was sitting on the beach in Puerto Rico who had no idea she was in charge of the DOD when Lloyd Austin disappeared for a week. That's the Biden administration. You're like, Tom, that's impossible for that to happen at those Olympian reaches of government. No, that's exactly what happened. Lloyd Austin disappeared for a week. Kathleen Hicks was on vacation sitting on a beach in Puerto Rico running the United States military. That's exactly what happened. But now she, Deputy Secretary of Defense, authorized, she herself, wonder where Lloyd Austin is. Is he gone again? Authorized Department of Defense Directive 5240.01. this became effective. How many of you know? Aaron, do you know this became effective on September 27th, 2024? If you didn't know what this was, would you know what it is? No. If you didn't see this slide, either would I. Either would I. You'd have no idea that we now have a law in place. Did you know that? There's an enforceable law in place, just like the ATF passed this year, that if you sell your gun for any sort of profit, you have to have a federal firearms license to do so. Did you know that? And that they shot the director of the Little Rock Airport right in the forehead because they raided his home in the middle of the night, this guy with no criminal record, because he sold his gun for a slight profit. So instead of issuing a warrant, calling his attorney and telling him to turn himself in, which he should have done, which is what they should have done. They just followed him around for a week and then raided his home at 4 o'clock in the morning. He came out, had no idea who was going into his home, came out with his firearm, so they shot him in the forehead. That's the ATF. He was violated a law that he didn't even know existed, nor should it have ever existed. Did you vote on that? Did anybody vote on it? Aaron, did you vote on this one?
Nope.
Did you vote on that ATF law?
Nope.
Then how in the world is it unilaterally put in place? Man, I'm already fired up, and I didn't even feel like screaming tonight. How is this already in place? I mean, how are these laws in place when you and I never voted for the ATF law? You and I never voted for this. How is the deep state, the DOD, how are they able to institute law without any sort of congressional hearing, without any sort of congressional vote, which, by the way, there's no way it would pass. There's no way it would get through Congress. And there's no way it's filibuster-proof in the Senate. This became effective September 27th, 2024. This just came out yesterday. I didn't get to it last night. Or maybe the day before. The DOD directive allows for the Secretary of Defense to authorize lethal force on United States citizens. So you're allowed now. Did anybody vote on this? And Tom, you're being redundant. I know. But you know, I'm purposely being redundant. Did you vote to allow our military to open fire on you? Did you vote for that? I didn't vote for that. But for some reason, this Department of Defense and the ATF and the FBI can just unilaterally make law. Federal law. If you're going to make law in a state, it has to go through the state house, the state senate, has to be filibuster proof and go to the governor. Exactly the same thing with federal law. It has to go through the Congress. It has to go through the House of Representatives to the Senate, be filibuster proof, signed by the president. That's it. This has not been done to authorize our military to open fire on United States citizens. Another first for the Biden administration. They talk about Trump. They're running around right now scared to death of what Trump's going to do when he takes power, because he is going to take power on January 20th, 2025. They're like, he's going to use the government against us. Oh, really? I don't remember Trump ever authorizing the military to open fire on United States citizens via some sort of convoluted unilateral statute. Anybody? I don't remember Trump. I don't remember Trump using the DOJ, Department of Justice, to persecute via prosecution his political opponents. Name me the lawsuit. Every time Texas tries to build a wall in Eagle Pass, Texas, in Shelby Park, Eagle Pass, Texas, where they used to have 4,000 illegal border invaders crossing the southern border every day, put up some razor wire, and it cut it down to zero per day. Razor wire works 100% of the time. Joe Biden sent the CBP out there to cut the razor wire down and sued the state of Texas to get the wall taken down. Sued other states, too, to take their walls down. So who gives these people the power to do this? To just make law as a Department of Defense. Who the heck is Kathleen Hicks? Aaron, see if you can find a pic. I want to see what she looks like. I've probably seen her before, but yeah. I just want to remember what she looks like. We know what are the odds that she looks like she's married to another woman? What are the odds? High. Very high. So Kathleen Hicks has made this law, authorized the Department of Defense Directive 5240.01 to become effective basically almost a month ago. The DOD directive allows for the Secretary of Defense to authorize lethal force that can be used for military against United States citizens. And they're concerned. Yeah, I told you. Tell me she's married to a man. Please. Please. She looks like a trans man already. She looks like a trans woman. A man dressed as a woman. All right, so you're like, what's the problem? Well, let's look at what the problem is. I dredged up this old video. I've had it for a while, and I dredged it up to use here. This is an @Amuse video, and I never saw this. Democrats in New Orleans went door to door. really, it wasn't Democrats going door to door. It's kind of at Amuse. Great follow on Twitter, by the way, at Amuse. Great follow. This was the military in New Orleans post Hurricane Katrina going door to door doing what? Rescuing people? Aaron, do you think they're rescuing people?
No.
No, they were there confiscating firearms in high dollar neighborhoods.
Hmm.
Why were people in their houses in high dollar neighborhoods? Can anybody guess? Why were they in their houses with their 9mm and their AR-15s? Why were they sitting there like that? Just like the family. Remember the family that got arrested in St. Louis because the guy came out brandishing his AR-15? Remember that? And he ended up being the one arrested by Kim Fox. Remember that? Same thing here. Well, because of mass looting in St. Louis, a Democrat-run city for the last 5 decades. Same thing with New Orleans. The reason why New Orleans went underwater is because Democrats were running it for basically 5-6 decades. They never fixed the levees around the city. And if you have a city that's underwater, that's actually 3, 5, 6 feet under sea level, and lives and under the umbrella, under the protection of a levee system that was built between 1936 and 1941, and he never updated it, you might want to update the bad boy. It's food for thought, right? But they didn't, so the levee broke, and then everybody was flooded. It wasn't Hurricane Katrina that did it. It was the levees that broke. But anyway, I digress. So everybody goes underwater, and then there's mass looting. Well, you know who looters aren't going to loot? Poor neighborhoods. You know why? There ain't nothing to loot. So they go, and of course, they loot shopping centers. But those are defenseless, so the shopping centers already got looted. Then they were migrating to middle class or upper middle class or rich neighborhoods to loot those neighborhoods. You're telling me, Tom, all these people that, you know, that everybody wanted to rescue, a lot of them were looters. Yeah, they were actually shooting at their rescuers. Remember those? And a lot of Aaron's too young
to remember.
Do you remember? Yeah. You're only like 8 or 9 years old when this happened. But anyway, they're actually shooting at their rescuers so they could continue to loot. But anyway, so the government decides to initiate the National Guard or the military itself, because it might be the military itself, because George W. Bush did actually activate the military and bring them down there. So this is both local law enforcement and the military going house to house to confiscate firearms. Why do I bring this up? Because Kathleen Hicks, Deputy Secretary of Defense, just authorized lethal force for the first time in American history, authorized our military to use lethal force against us. That just happened. But this was 20 years ago during Katrina. Play for me, Heather.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department at your home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot an American.
Yeah.
Period. But there's a mandatory evacuation.
I know all about it.
Well, it's just... All right, so there you go. So that was bad. So we see now, and you saw a key part of the video, that the military wasn't authorized, quote, not authorized to use force, but strong persuasion. You know why they weren't allowed to use deadly force? Because they're never allowed to use deadly force until September of 27th, of 2024. Now they are authorized to use deadly force because of the Harris administration, the Harris-Biden administration under Kathleen Hicks, Deputy Secretary of Defense, has now created a unilateral law that allows military to come in and use deadly force against United States citizens. And you saw the idiot. Can you imagine being so galactically constitutionally ignorant as a chief of police of the city of New Orleans that you said you're gonna put an order out that we're taking all weapons? Do you realize that a flood or a disease, an illness, a pandemic, rattlesnakes falling from the sky, earthquakes, volcanoes, nothing trumps the Second Amendment? Nothing trumps the Second Amendment unless you amend the Second Amendment, which requires 75% of states wholeheartedly agreeing to do so. So it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter whether it's a tidal wave, an earthquake, a volcano, a pandemic, a flood, or anything or everything else you could possibly name. Nothing trumps the Second Amendment. How do you not know that as a police chief who swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America? You got the soldier? I never thought I'd be here, and I can't even imagine what I would have to do. You're not authorized to do squat, dude. You're not authorized to do squat until today. Until September 27th of this year, I should say. That's where we're at. This is why, folks. This is why. And I know that I'm preaching to the choir. 832 people that I can see watching right now. Others on Christian Television Network. This is why you don't don a mask. This is why you don't stay away from voting in person, because the government tells you it's too dangerous to vote in person. This is why you don't do it. Because you end up through a fraudulent election electing totalitarians who empower the United States military to turn their guns on you while they're trying to pull your guns away and take your guns away. Man, this ticks me off. I could stay on it all night, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go on to the next one. I can't believe it's already 9:27. I thought it was like 9:04. 10:10 tonight. 10:11. Oh, 10:12. 10:12. I'm done tonight. 10:12. Done. Aaron's laughing. 10:12. I was off a little bit last night. I was off by, I predicted 10:10, I think. So I was off by 17 minutes. So I'm going to try to get a little closer tonight. But anyway, so we're going to switch. Now, you know, tonight's show is entitled The Idiocy and the Lawlessness That Governs America. It's not the exact title, but anyway, I can't remember what it is. But anyway, so I wanted to show you some of the deep corruption and why you see what you see. And I'm going to start with this Roger Severino tweet. Big news, coalition of 22 attorneys generals. That's, you know, 22 attorneys generals throughout the United States representing states. So 22 states represented, led by Raul Labrador, threatened fraud and enforcement against American Academy of Pediatrics for lying about puberty blockers being reversible. When it comes to, again, let me just, this is why I just don't get through anything. But why would you need to argue that? Because all of these doctors, all of the American Academy of Pediatrics, they claim that puberty blockers are reversible. Let me ask you this. How many studies have been done to prove that fact? Zero. How many long-term studies have been done to prove that fact? Because it's not a fact. To prove that lie? Zero. How would you know when you just started using them within the last decade or so, and really within the last 5 minutes or, I mean, last 5 years or so? How would you know that they can be reversed if you've never checked to see if they can be reversed? It reminds me of Bill Barr saying that there was no widespread voter fraud that would have overturned the 2020 election when he never checked to see if there actually was. This is what goes on constantly. That's never happened. That's not true. And nobody ever checks to see if it happened or if it's true. They just say it's not true or it didn't happen because it's politically convenient for them to do so. So they're now being, the American Academy of Pediatrics is being sued for lying about puberty blockers being reversible. Why am I bringing this up? Because have you ever asked yourself the question, why is everybody so fervent about trans? I mean, you know that most, even most leftards don't give a crap about transgenderism. Do we honestly believe that Brock and Mike stay up at night talking about transgenderism? Do you really think that Jill and Joe stay up at night talking about transgenderism? Or Doug and Kamala stay up at night? They don't care about transgenderism. There has to be some other reason. They don't care. You know, they don't want people. I mean, why would Kamala advocate for prisoners both in California and illegal migrants to have taxpayer, why would she advocate for them to have taxpayer-funded transition surgeries? There has to be some other reason behind altruistic motives, because these people have no knowledge of altruism at all. They have no concern about anybody but themselves. So what is behind all of this? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you tonight. When it comes to treating children diagnosed with gender dysphoria, the AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, has abandoned its commitment to sound medical judgment. At American ACAD Peds really thought it could get away with misleading and bullying thousands of parents into destroying kids' normal sexual functioning but based on a demonstrably harmful woke ideology. They are about to find out how wrong they are. Because, you know, when you get sued and you are on the record saying that puberty blockers are reversible, what are you going to say to a judge when he says, prove that to me? You have to have long-term studies. They have no studies at all. Not only are there no long-term studies, there are zero studies. I showed you the hearing that Marco Rubio actually did a really good job at. There are absolutely no long-term studies, because he had a CDC representative coming up there and saying, you know what, advocating for puberty blockers. And Marco Rubio simply asked, if you're going to have the CDC, which you and I pay for to the tune of billions of dollars every year, you're going to have the CDC advocating for puberty blockers and that they are reversible. Show us the proof that they are reversible, please. He didn't have any. She just pontificates. Great swelling words of emptiness right out of 2 Peter 2:18. Just great swelling words of nothingness. And that's what's going on. Why would the American Academy of Pediatrics basically commit corporate suicide? Why would they do that? There has to be an underlying motive for everybody to advocate lopping off penises, testicles, and breasts. There has to be some underlying motive. We know why they want to slaughter the unborn, because it's a multi-billion dollar business. We know they don't care about the babies. We know they don't care about the women. We know they don't care about the black women who butcher 400,000 of their own babies every year. Because on every corner of every urban center in America, there is a Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood gets $600 million of taxpayer money every year and then funnels it back into Democratic Party coffers. So we know that it's not about, simply wanting freedom of choice. It's got nothing to do with that. There has to be an underlying motive. Then there has to be an underlying motive to want to lop off penises. Why would anybody be excited about that? Gavin Newsom's wife is fervently, zealously, absolutely passionate about lopping off testicles. She loves it. She loves to. I would not sleep well at night if I was Gavin. Sleeping next to a woman who loves to lop off testicles and penises. I would not sleep well. So what's the motive behind these things? Right-wing banger video. It's the title, guys, this is a wake-up. Kamala's husband's family makes puberty blockers. So is it all about money? Play for me, Heather. And Aaron made a very valuable point right then when we were ending this video, we were watching it. He said, it's a great way to lower the Earth's population. Well, that's what it's all about. You are the carbon they want to get rid of, which I won't digress into right now, but everything they do ends up killing people. Whatever they do, it ends up killing people. They create a virus that kills people, 5 million, they kill people allegedly. You can't believe any of their numbers. 5 million world, 5 to 18 million. That's as close as they get on an estimate. But anyway, their mitigations kill people. The vaccination kills people. Their abortions kill people. Bill and Melinda Gates kill people. Paralyze people. The only approved hospital protocol medication for COVID, remdesivir, kills people. Everything they do kills people. We all know that. Their border policies, killing people. Fentanyl, 107,000 deaths per year under Joe Biden, killing people. All they do is kill people because they are of the devil, who's a murderer from the beginning. John chapter 8, verse 44. You might be asking yourself, the BBC did that video. Why would the BBC, which is left of Stalin, why would they have done that video revealing Doug Emhoff's family? Again, where does, you have to ask yourself, and I don't have a vast swath of knowledge on this, but I will bet you right now that every single major political advocacy that you see, where you have a political, some sort of, you know, whether it's political position, political pundit, a politician, whatever they are advocating for, look where the money goes. Always look where the money goes, because you have all these left wingers, namely, let's just look at Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff, advocating to lop off penises, testicles, and breasts of 12-year-olds. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Because they are behind the money-making institution. Doug Emhoff's family owns or has a large share in AbbVie, which makes puberty-blocking drugs. Now you're like, what does that have to do with lopping off penises, testicles, and breasts? Well, that's how you start. Who's gonna get all of their body parts lopped off? Those who have puberty, or who have already been prescribed puberty blockers. So they get puberty blockers that they're now basically, they've jumped, they're climbing the ladder, they've jumped in the river, they're on their way to getting transgender surgery. But they're profiting off of it. They're the leading maker of Lupron. Lupron, what else? Aaron had to enlighten me on this because I'm like, what? I thought Lupron was something else. And Aaron enlightened me. Lupron, of course, is the drug that they give to people as part of a criminal sentence for a pedophile. They get sentenced to prison and they get prescribed Lupron to kill off their sexual desires. And that's, they're giving Lupron to 8-year-olds. To 9-year-olds, whatever they are. Somebody, I guess that's a little young. When about when you're about to go into puberty. So I would say somewhere 10 to 12-year-olds, they're giving them Lupron. And Doug Emhoff is profiting off of it. Therefore, Kamala Harris is profiting off of it. And who knows what other Democrats are profiting off of it. And all the other various factions of the transgender movement. Always look at where the money is. Speaking of kids, let's go to this one. New study came out. The Vigilant Fox video. Massive study confirms heart damage to children never occurred from COVID-19. Haven't we heard over the last 4 years and 9 months of 15 days to flatten the curve with California right now reinitiating mask mandates? Haven't we heard that, yes, you know, the vaccine does cause myo and pericarditis, but at lesser a rate than COVID does in kids? So even if a kid does get myocarditis or pericarditis from the vaccination, well, it saved them from getting it from COVID anyway, because they have a higher chance of getting it from COVID. Not one kid has ever gotten it from COVID. That's also backed up by Peter McCullough, who we had on this show. They have not one confirmed case of a kid ever getting myo or pericarditis from COVID-19. Zero. Zero cases. And to this day, zero kids have died of COVID-19. Tom, that is hyperbolic. It's absolutely true. There is not one proven healthy child that has died of COVID-19 to this day. And they're all supposed to be on their 10th vaccination right now. Mandy Cohen, the CDC director, she's advocating for her kids again to get vaccinated. Probably just got them vaccinated again. What a monster it would be. How much of a hell on earth would it be to be raised by a monster like her, who's vaccinating her own kids time and time again? Kids who are not significant vectors of COVID, have never died of COVID, don't transmit COVID, and are never hospitalized with COVID. So now it's been proven that kids never, ever got myo or pericarditis from COVID itself. And that's what they were telling you all the time. Well, you know what? They can get it from COVID-19. For me, once again, you know what? If I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, my kid has some sort of outside chance of getting myocarditis from COVID-19, but he can also get it from the vaccination, and he has no chance of dying of COVID-19. Would you take the vaccination? Aaron, am I making sense?
Yeah, you're
Why would you take the vaccination?
No, thank you.
I mean, people are such freaking sheep. I'm telling you, such sheep. You ever go up to a traffic light and everybody's in one lane? And you're like, why is nobody in the open lane? You know what I do every time? I go to the open lane.
Yeah.
I'm like, because everyone assumes somebody has to be right along this line. Somebody has to be right in this line. No, they're not. They're just sheep. Bah, sheep. So here it is. Vigilant Fox video. Massive study confirms heart damage only to the vax kids. Play for me, Heather.
A study of 1.7 million children found that heart damage only was found in COVID-vaxxed kids. This is huge news, ladies and gentlemen. A major study involving 1.7 million children has found that heart damage only appeared in children who'd received the COVID mRNA quote-unquote vaccines. Not a single unvaccinated child in the group suffered from heart-related problems. In addition, the researchers note zero children from the entire group, vaccinated or unvaccinated, died from COVID-19. Furthermore, the study found that the COVID shots offered the children very little protection from the virus, with many becoming infected after just 14 to 15 weeks of receiving an injection. The 1.7 million children observed in the study were between the ages of 5 to 15 and were registered with the UK's national healthcare system. The study was conducted by a team of leading UK medical doctors, epidemiologists, biostatisticians, and public health experts led by Oxford University's Professor Combe D. Andrews.
Not much to say because I said it all before the video, but I wanted you to see that it was a massive study. If you look right here, Aaron got me a little clip here, a major study involving 1.7 million children. That's kind of a good little slice. It's a good little, you know, that's a good little slice, right? Has found that heart damage only appeared. So in 1.7 million kids, heart damage only appeared in children who had received COVID mRNA vaccinations. Zero in kids who were unvaccinated. Not a single unvaccinated child in the group suffered from heart-related problems. In addition, the researchers noted zero children from the entire group, vaccinated or unvaccinated, died from COVID-19. So why would you ever get vaccinated? Furthermore, the study found that COVID shots offer the children very little protection from the virus, with many becoming infected after getting vaccinated 14 to 15 weeks later. The 1.7 million children observed in the study were between the ages of 5 to 15, just so you know. So there it is. It's over. There's a lot of people out there who need to go to your kids and apologize. Go to your kids and apologize. And just look at it. Heather was talking about this while we were watching this, because she has a younger child, and what the shots that they try to push on you when your child is zero for one thing, and then throughout their vaccine regime, tell them to go pound sand and shove those vaccinations up their own rectums. I mean, I'm just telling you, I used to be anti-COVID vaccination. Now I'm anti-vaccination. I mean, why in the world would you want to give your child a hepatitis B vaccination when they're 6 months old? Why exactly are they going to be an intravenous drug user while they're 8 months old? Is that what's going to, why in the world are they going to have sex with a prostitute when they're 9 months old? It's all, again, follow wherever the money is going. Somebody somewhere, maybe it'll be me, will track that at some point. Where is that money going? Because that's the motivation behind it all. All right. I know I'm hopping all over the place tonight. Just got a myriad of somebody. What my genre tonight, my motive tonight, my MO is just to show you the mass corruption in the people who are leading this country. Speaker Mike Johnson video. FEMA has distributed, get this now, I thought they're out of money. Aaron, that you heard Mayorkas say they're out of money. Oh, yeah. Just confirming. They said they're out of money. And remember, they just gave them $20 billion to start this fiscal year. FEMA has distributed only 2% of it. 2% of the over $20 billion in disaster relief funding Congress has provided. Here's Mike Johnson. Play for me.
Lawmakers aren't scheduled to come back for another month. Why do you think it can wait?
Well, it can wait because remember the day before Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida and then went up through the states and wound up in Senator Tillis's state of North Carolina. Congress appropriated $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA so that they would have the necessary resources to address immediate needs. And so we put that into the coffers. I just checked, Margaret, as of this morning, less than 2% of that funding has actually been distributed, right around 2% of it. So we need FEMA to do its job. That money is provided so that storm victims can have the immediate necessities met. And then what happens after every storm is that the states have to assess and calculate the actual actual needs, and then they submit to Congress that request. As soon as that is done, Congress will meet, and in bipartisan fashion, we will address those needs. We'll provide the additional resources, but it would be premature to call everyone back now because these storms are so large in their scope and magnitude, it's going to take a little bit of time to make those calculations.
So everybody's got the timeline now. Did Mayorkas not know that the day before Helene hit Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and other states? Did he not know that the day before, didn't they all do this on purpose together? That you had Congress allocate them $20 billion with a B dollars? That, by the way, is their entire budget for 2025, fiscal year 2024, 2025, which goes October to October. He was given $20 billion, and then he claims, he says there's going to be another hurricane. How did he know that when, which Milton had not even remotely formed yet? That's kind of weird. But anyway, so he said there's going to be another hurricane, and we have no money, but he knew when he said it because it was 5-6 days later when everybody was griping about the pathetic FEMA response to Appalachia. He said, we're out of money, or we don't have enough money to cover this. And now we find out of the $20 billion that he knew that he had, only 2% of that had actually been allocated and or spent. Aaron, see if you can figure out what 2% of $20 billion is.
Okay.
So only 2% of that, you only got to find it out after the next video, so you got a minute or two. So only 2% of that had actually been spent. So what was Mayorkas talking about? Was he thinking, you know what, I've got to spend it at so many other places, like for illegal immigrants? Do I need to, like, he's already built a welcome center. I know I've already told you that 3 or 4 times. He built a $20 million, with an M, $20 million. Oh, so $400 million, thank you, Aaron. $400 million, let me write that down. $4 million, $400 million of the $20 billion. Remember, every billion is 1,000 millions, so only $400 million of that had been spent so far out of the $20 billion allotment. So was Mayorkas thinking, you know, I don't want to waste all this money on these pathetic, unwashed American citizens, us Floridians, us Tennesseans, us Georgians, North Carolinians people. None of us great unwashed people. None of us, right? Don't want to spend on us. I've got a lot of illegal aliens to spend it on. I got to build another welcome center. Already spent $20 million on a welcome center in San Diego. Maybe I need to build a welcome center in Eagle Pass, Texas. Maybe I need to build a welcome center in Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe I need to build a couple more along the Southern California border. Maybe some along New Mexico. Maybe some along Arizona, whatever it may be. Is that what he was thinking? I've got so much to spend on illegal aliens. I can't waste this on these pathetic, low-class Americans. I'm not, by the way, just so you know, that's got nothing to do with middle class, lower middle class, all that, whatever it may be. Nothing to do, poor, rich, nothing to do with that. I'm saying every American in the eyes of Alejandro Mayorkas is useless because they're not politically expedient for him. It's very politically expedient for him because what he wants when he gets run out of his job and hopefully sued and prosecuted into oblivion is he wants a job at the World Economic Forum. So what's politically expedient for him is to carry out the demands of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. The UN, WHO, carry out their dictates, which is to flood first world countries with third world immigrants because third world immigrants have no heritage connection to first world country politics or first world country founding documents like the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. So they're very easily governed when they have no heritage connection to founding documents. So he's fulfilling his job for his future job. He's actually filling out an application. He's actually filling out a resume for his future job. So he's thinking, I don't want to waste all this money on these lowly Americans, many of which are Democrats in that area, especially Asheville, North Carolina. And you ought to wake up, Asheville. What's FEMA done for you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. To this day, nothing. There's not one video of FEMA doing anything in North Carolina, Tennessee, or Georgia. Nothing. Not one thing. So for some reason, Mayorkas is crying poor. The reason why he's crying poor is he wants to save that money for illegal aliens. That's what he wants to spend it on. Illegal border invaders. Remember what he said? Bailey video. Remember, what happened to the money, Mayorkas? Play for me, Heather.
FEMA is tremendously prepared. This is what we do. This is what they do. And the key here, Rebecca, is also to make sure that the communities who are potentially impacted are prepared as well. And it's not just hurricanes and fire, wildfires, also extreme heat, which certainly some parts of the United States are already experiencing.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration spent over $1 billion from a FEMA program on services for migrants. Attorney General of the great state of...
That's why he says he has no money. He doesn't want to allocate it for Americans. He wants to allocate it for illegal border invaders. All right, so off of that. Now, here's some more. This, again, basically, the MO of this show tonight, the title of this show, what we're concentrating on tonight, is the idiocy that runs the United States of America. So, the idiots that run the United States of America. Listen to this. The older millennial video. Did you know that Biden-Harris have lost tons of money? Now, I don't want to give this away because I want you to see it in the video. I'm not talking about they lost it as far as they spent it. I'm talking about lost it. It's gone. Watch this video. Play it for me, Heather.
Did you guys know that the Biden-Harris administration loses about $8,000 per second? Like, that intro was 5 seconds long. In that time period, the Biden administration lost $40,000. And I'm not talking about government spending, because in reality, government spending is way more money than that. Like, in reality, our government spends about $100,000 per second. Well, what I'm talking about is just misplaced money. The Biden-Harris administration misplaces $8,000 per second. You want to hear something really wild? The average American taxpayer pays about $7,898 in individual income taxes each year. That means the Biden-Harris administration loses more money in a second than the average American taxpayer pays in a year. So, like, you got to think, if you're the average American taxpayer, just that quick, the government lost more money than you brought in. Boom, they just lost somebody else's taxes and another person's. In fact, this video is about a minute and 10 seconds long, which means in the amount of time it took you to watch this video, government lost $560,000. 4 more years.
So they're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a minute. Not spending hundreds of thousands, which is bad enough a minute. It's they're losing it into thin air. Everybody aware of this? And then Americans, and again, I'm going to pick on it it's like my own order, I guess. And it's not really, I guess, order of importance necessarily, but order of enlightenment. Order of understanding as it should be. Why do Christians listen to these people? And then down the line, why do conservatives listen to these people? Why do independents listen to these people? They lose hundreds of thousands. I mean, into thin air, it's just gone. They're not gambling and losing it. They're not spending it. They're not misappropriating it, all of which are bad enough. There were $36 trillion in debt. Part of that $36 trillion of debt is lost money. It's just money that's gone. Nobody even knows where it is. Is it stolen? Is it given to Democratic Party politicians and NGOs and nobody tells us? Is it given to Democratic Party friends and family? Where is it? And how? And this is what you'll offer the pregame. Donald Trump putting Elon Musk in charge. Remember, Elon Musk fired 80% of the employees at Twitter. And Aaron told me the justification behind it was Elon said, well, it's pretty easy to run Twitter when it's not a leftist totalitarian a censoring organization. There's nothing else to do here except for computer stuff then. So might as well fire 80%. Man, they had their cafeteria there and their ice cream bar for all the idiots to go and get fatter than they already are. So they just lose this money. And I know that I beat this drum all the time, but it's amazing to me that anybody would listen to somebody who loses $200,000 an hour right now. $200,000 an hour they're losing. I mean, right now, a minute has gone by since I started screaming. Probably 2 minutes. So $400,000 gone in the last 2 minutes. They just lose it. $200,000 a minute they're losing. Just losing into thin air. Nobody has any idea where it is. Tom, give us a deeper explanation. I don't have one. Why hasn't anybody looked into this? Are there no audits? Where's the IRS? There's no fiscal audits for government? Or does the government audit itself like the military does, and the military regularly loses $1 trillion? Look at this one, Wake Up America tweet. Breaking, the state of California announces that they have lost track of $24 billion.
Great.
Directed towards combating homelessness to say, how do you lose 24? Mm. Can anybody, Aaron, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to understand. Come on, help me to understand. Heather, can you help me? Help me to understand how you lose $24 billion. I remember my wife and I, we had $1,500 cash in an envelope in the house, and we can't find it to this day because my wife lost it. It bothers me right now. It bothers me. $1,500 that are gone. And I kept it to myself. I wanted to yell and scream at her, but I couldn't. She didn't mean to, but I'm like, where's the freaking $1,500, man? You realize what I could buy with $1,500? I want my $1,500. I like to carry giant wads of cash around. I do. I like to carry $500-$600 around. I could put that in my wallet. That could have kept my wallet funded for a long time. Gone. How in the world do you lose $24 billion? I mean, seriously. You have accounts. Where did it go? Are there not checks written? Are there not wire transfer records and case numbers and account numbers? How do you lose track? And it's not, they've lost track. That's a nice way to put it. They've lost it into the freaking wind. It's gone. 40 seconds from now, we're going to be going off of Christian Television Network. When they're not taking us off, folks. They're not censoring us. Nothing like that. Switch over to Rumble. Rumble. Go over to Rumble if you're on Christian Television Network and watch the rest of the show. There'll be about 10 more minutes after we get off of Christian Television Network. All right, so let's go to the next one. Look at this one. This is great news, too. Daily Mail. Where has 850 million gone? Bill de Blasio. Look at the date. It's not that old. Look at the date. I mean, it's a couple years ago. I mean, it's 5 years ago. Bill de Blasio's wife can't account for a staggering amount of taxpayer money that the New York mayor gave her for a mental health project. Did she take it? Where does $850 million go? None of them care because it's not their money. The most dangerous situation for any human being to be in is spending other people's money. And these bourgeois leftist elitists living on the taxpayer dole, their apartments, their cars, their drivers, their security, their meals are all paid for by us. They order to do whatever they want to do. They don't care about money. And they lose. I mean, Gavin Newsom just got reelected and he's lost $24 billion. Ought he not to be in prison? Shouldn't she be in prison? Where's $850 million, de Blasio's wife, who they're now divorced? Why isn't de Blasio in prison? Imagine if Donald Trump, imagine if Ron DeSantis lost $24 billion. And why does this only happen with Democrats? All right, let's go to the next one. Illuminati bot video, Clinton Global Initiative exposed in front of Congress. Play it for me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in support of my amendment. My amendment is simple. It would prevent taxpayer funds from paying for State Department employees to travel to or attend events hosted by the Clinton Global Initiative. The rationale is quite simple. The Clinton Global Initiative has engaged in blatant corruption and influence peddling that would make even Hunter Biden blush. In perhaps its most famous episode in 2014, Hillary Clinton approached the Moroccan government about hosting a Clinton Global Initiative conference in Morocco. The Moroccans fronted the money for the event by funneling it through a state-owned enterprise that was extracting and exploiting phosphates from a non-self-governing territory, Western Sahara. This sleight of hand amounted to condoning Morocco's sovereignty over this disputed land. You heard that right. It was cash for sovereignty deal formulated just as former Secretary of State Clinton began her run for president of the free world. This deal was so rotten that even the Huffington Post deemed Fox News's investigation into this matter a, quote, brutal, clean hit on Hillary Clinton's campaign, end quote. Indeed, the Clinton Global Initiative scandals are myriad and include an episode uncovered by the New York Times revealing undisclosed donations linked to the sale of U.S. uranium production to a Russian government agency. As expected, the Clinton Global Initiative was unable to withstand the scrutiny and shuttered shortly after the 2016 campaign. That is, until late last year, when the organization reconstituted itself. Its operations are no longer dark, and this is the first state and foreign operations appropriations bill considered since its resurrection. It has since morphed into a factory of radical, elitist, woke schemes. Just last week, the Clinton Global Initiative convened in New York to discuss how to reshape our economy to tackle the left's pet projects that will make life for ordinary Americans more expensive and worse. Given the State Department's enmeshment with the Clintons and the initiative, we need to send a clear message. No more coordination with the U.S. government. No more conferences with corrupt governments at the expense of the oppressed people of the globe. No more representation and participation by the State Department. An end to its commingling with official policy. And hopefully the beginning of the end of this corrupt organization's influence on U.S. policymaking. Americans simply can't afford more radical policies purveyed by an organization that allows the global elite to buy and influence American foreign policy.
Are we surprised? Are we surprised?
So there you go. And the date on that is December 2023, so it was only 10 months ago. And the Clinton Global Initiative is a major player in the rebuilding of what country? Ukraine. So if you wonder why there's a war there, is because somebody gets the profit off of the rebuilding, not to mention all the other benefits like covering for the malfeasance of Democrats and Rhino Republicans, Romney, Pelosi, numerous others inside of Ukraine. So it covers for all their malfeasance and their money laundering. And you've got Pritzker's sister, J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, his sister, and they own the Hyatt Regency, Hyatt Hotels. Mega billionaires. She is also a major player in the rebuilding. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has already gotten $600 million from the Biden administration for the rebuilding. And the rebuilding will basically be governed by, can anybody guess what company? BlackRock. So if you're wondering why there's a war there, do they care that they killed 500,000 Ukrainians? Not at all. Was the war solved long before it ever started? According to the former prime minister of Israel, the deal was already done. Zelensky was on board with it. Putin was on board with it. And they Biden sent in Boris Johnson to restoke the flames of warfare between them and told Zelensky not to sign the accord. So Zelensky has basically lost the eastern section of his country, the breakout provinces, and 500,000 men because he didn't sign it. But he himself, Zelensky, has been well paid off. And just left the country basically last week, 2 weeks ago, with $8.2 billion more dollars, of which he used $15 million of it to buy Hitler's old Mercedes. And that's a fact, by the way. That's an absolute fact. Clinton Global Initiative has looted millions out of Haiti, sold 20% of United States uranium while she was Secretary of State to Russia. Sold our to an outfit called Uranium One with direct connections to Vladimir Putin himself. And they flew in Clinton into Moscow and paid him $500,000 for a speech. That's what the world's really all about. We all want to think it's about Iwo Jima. We want to think that it's, you know, about Normandy. We want to think it's about, you know, apple pie and country and anthems and things like that. Well, that's what it's supposed to be. A dream that was Rome. It was supposed to be a republic. But what it is a hierarchical, hypocritical oligarchy. Funding high-tier bourgeois leftist globalist elitist, which includes most of the Republican Party. And I am a die-to-the-wall Republican, voting down-ballot Republican. On November 5th, I won't even look at my ballot. Boom, Republican. Boom, Republican. I won't even look at Democrats. So we need, again, who is it that's governing us? The people that are profiting off of our suffering. That's who's governing. Put a mask on. Take 10 vaccinations. Stand 6 feet apart. Buy an electric vehicle. Use less CO2. Why I jet set all over the world. All right, a Man of Memes video. And remember now, this was focusing on the Clintons for just a moment here. Donald Trump goes and gets 34 felony convictions for $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels that he allocated as a personal lawyer expense, a personal legal expense, which is exactly what it was, ends up getting charged with misallocating the funds, saying that they should have been allocated to his campaign. But if he would have allocated them to the campaign, then he would have been charged with misappropriation of campaign funds. But look at what Hillary Clinton does, a Man of Memes video, and the media ignores Hillary Clinton campaign conviction. Play for me.
The Clinton machine just got caught red-handed. ADC court ruled Hillary's 2016 campaign violated federal law to the tune of $6 million. That's 45 times bigger than Trump's so-called $130,000 violation. While the left's been obsessing over Trump's legal fees, Hillary's been playing fast and loose with campaign finance laws. Her super PAC, Correct the Record, coordinated millions in spending without proper disclosure. Talk about cooking the books. Remember when Hillary's camp paid that measly $113,000 fine for hiding Steele dossier payments? Trump change compared to this bombshell. Meanwhile, Trump faces jail time for perfectly legal business expenses. The double standard is mind-blowing. Wake up, America. This two-tier justice system is rotten to the core. Hillary skates while Trump gets railroaded. It's time to drain the swamp once and for all.
Five. So there you go. Again, $6 million. $6 million in campaign finance violations. Probably criminal. And she gets nothing. Donald Trump, 130,000, 34 felony convictions. And I know that I'm preaching to the choir right now, but these are the things that have to be taken care of starting on January 20th. We need to make sure, and we need to be watching who it is that Donald Trump puts into these very important positions. One of the most important positions is who is going to be the attorney general. I think it should be Cash Patel or Mike Davis. And then Hillary Clinton needs to answer for this under oath. No more of these, no more like pussyfooting around these things. Okay, because if you don't treat them the way that they treat us, they're going to continue to treat us that way. They need to swallow the Ipecac. They need to be treated the way that they treat us, and then it will stop. And then, I mean, we're not going to lie and cheat and steal like they do and commit fraud like they do, but using honest means and using outright honesty, truth, and facts, Hillary Clinton should already be in prison. For the myriad of other things she's already done, destroying 30,000 subpoenaed emails, she should still be in prison for that. I mean, those are subpoenaed emails. Those are actually pieces of evidence. And last thing I'm going to show you on this subject, just the galactic waste of money, the misappropriation of money, the fraudulent use of money, the DOJ's disproportionate... I don't know what the word would be, but disproportionate use of its own power. But it's not even disproportionate. It because there'd have to be some sort of percentage on one side or the other. Basically, 100% of their prosecutions go to the right and none to the left. Hillary Clinton, $6 million, 40 times what Trump did, and then she gets nothing. So there's really like, there's no other way except to say two-tier justice system, but it's almost too benign. It's a tyrannical, banana republic, stormtrooper Gestapo DOJ, not two-tiered. It almost would, that two-tier would almost mean you get some semblance of justice if you're a right-winger. You get none. And this all has to be dealt with starting on January 20th of 2025. It has to be. There's no moving on and letting bygones be bygones, or we're going to eat it again, or Trump's going to sit there the entire time and be impeached one, two, three, four more times in a four-year period of time. He's going to be impeached again. They're going to come up with, they're already talking Russia right now. John Brennan just came out today or yesterday accusing Trump of talking with Vladimir Putin. Like, Tom, no, you must be mistaken. You must be confusing that with another video from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. No, it's from this week. They're already breaking out Russian collusion again because that's what they always do. They're not smart. They're just zealous. They're just very passionate about butchering the unborn and being a leftist Nazi. They're very passionate about those things. So just more on this, on the, this last thing I'm going to show you on this, on the misappropriation of money, the fraudulent use of money, who's getting wealthy off of the lost money. It's not only misappropriated. It's not only fraudulently used. It's not only wasted on Democratic Party pet projects. It's also just flat out lost into thin air. Gone. Nobody has any idea where it's at. It's going to somebody. And by the way, now remember, the IRS, what did I say, 10-12? Is that what I said, 10-12? Yeah. I got one minute. The IRS.
It's 10-12.
If Aaron, crap. All right, I got 58 seconds. If Aaron right now goes to the bank and does a $601 transaction,
yeah,
he's tracked by the IRS. But Gavin Newsom can lose $24 billion. De Blasio's wife can lose $850 million. The military can lose over $1 trillion and nothing gets done to anybody. And then everybody follows the orders of these people as if they have any measure of expertise in any area of life, let alone fiscally. Listen to this. I've played this before, but it's just too funny not to play. Breaking 9/11 video. Rep Waltz, how much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings? Play it for me.
This, Mr. Secretary, is a bag of bushings. This bag of bushings, stamped out by machinists, don't need a high school diploma. It's not anything high tech about this. All of this bag is compliant with the FAA specifications. How much do you think the Air Force pays for this bag of bushings?
I don't know, Congressman.
$90,000. This is a $90,000 bag of bushings that you need for any jet turbine engine just to operate. So the exorbitant cost due to DOD only buying commercial parts from the OEMs, which is essentially sole source, is literally driving us out of business. I mean, the interest on our debt alone is now exceeding, for the first time in American history, the entire defense budget. We can't afford it anymore.
I started talking about how much money the government has lost about 15, I'll just say 10 minutes ago to make it easy. So I just want everybody to know that the government has lost $1 million in the last 10 minutes. $100,000 a minute. That's being conservative. Lost it into thin air. Not spent it, not misallocated it. Nothing, lost it. It's disappeared in the last 10 minutes from now. $1 million is gone. Now, right here, you have Rep Waltz there, not Tim Waltz. This is a good Waltz. Then they're spelled differently, too. He's got a T in Waltz, Tim Waltz. Tampon Tim doesn't have a T in his name. That bag of bushings costs $20 at Home Depot. Those are not special. There's nothing about them. They're not made out of titanium, gold, or silver, or anything else. They're just bushings made out of regular cast steel, aluminum, or whatever it may be. That bag of bushings in Rep Waltz's hands costs $20. And the military spends $90,000 a bag on them. Explain that to me. Explain that. It's a bunch of people who don't care about us, don't care about us getting 30 to 40% of our money stolen from us. Basically, I'm stealing this from Dan Bongino, basically at gunpoint every year, because if we don't pay, we go to prison. And we pay $90,000 for a bag of bushings. $90,000 a bag for bushings. That's what we pay for. Because none of these people outside of real conservative warriors care about it at all. $36 trillion in debt. $90,000 for that bag. And you saw the military official. If that was me, I'm sitting at a church. This church has like 900 people that attend this church. We bring in $3 to $4 million a year here. I can flat out tell you that if we spent $90,000 on something that cost $20, heads would freaking roll. We had somebody that was offering to paint something and it cost three times as much. I'm like, forget that crap. I'm not paying you $10,000 when I can have somebody else paint it for $4,000. No way, but that our government doesn't care because it's not their money. They throw it around like it's monopoly money, but live high on the hog while we go billions and trillions of dollars in debt. Billions every week, trillions by the year in debt. All right, that's it. I did good. 10-16. I'm only 4 over. That's really good for me. All right, Rumble Rants, Ugly Stick, $20. Nude Monk, $20. The one and only Tammy L. Margaret, every night, $10. Big Jim Go Blue, $1. Wonder what that, Big Jim Go Blue. That a Democrat? Big Jim Go Blue? I don't think, it couldn't be. Watch this. You couldn't have survived this podcast.
And give us money.
And then give us money. It can't be. Not. But anyway, appreciate each and every one of you guys. Really do. Stick around for the postgame. Postgame's light and easy. Great to watch. Finishes strong. Love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the postgame. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. See you then. God bless you.
What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you that you need to receive it? Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.